This is WTMJ at the Republican National Convention. Now broadcasting live from Media Row at the Panther Arena inside the RNC. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Here is your host, Jeff Sherman.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. The final day, RNC and MKE. A full show today featuring two local CEOs, a delegate from Appleton, former Wisconsin Governor Tommy G. Thompson, a downtown cheese shop owner, and the mayor of Milwaukee will close out the show to give us more about his call with Mr. Trump yesterday and specifically what the mayor wants coming out of the convention, what he wants all the convention goers to take away about our great city right here in Milwaukee. Every day we've been joined at the beginning of the show by Josh Albrecht, the chief marketing officer at Visit Milwaukee. Today's no different. Welcome back, Josh.
Yeah, good morning. It's been a beautiful week. The weather is delightful. Everyone's in good spirits this morning that I've been talking to. They're excited for the last day.
Very good. Conversations at the intersection of life, business, and community, RNC style. Here we go. So, Josh, kind of the, I hate to say this, but the hard work starts right now, and it's specifically after former President Trump's speech tonight. That's where the hard work begins.
Yeah, definitely. And, making sure that we continue to reach out to the media, the 30,000 media that came into town, that we encourage the delegates to return. We've heard a lot of people saying that, hey, we want to come back when we have more time. We can vacation here, explore the city now that we understand it. We've got a lot of people who are going to be Milwaukee champions. They're going to be ambassadors. You know, 50,000 people who loved Milwaukee going out into the world, telling how great it is. We've been saying Milwaukee's got fresh city vibes with our new branding. It's a city that's fresh. It's a city that's moving forward. And we've got a lot of flavor, and people have experienced it. They're going to share it across the country.
So what does that feedback loop look like? Like, how do you leverage and monitor that feedback in real time post-convention?
Yeah, well, we're doing a lot of man-on-the-streets interviews throughout the day today. We've been doing it all week, getting that feedback. All of our 950 business partners that are members of Visit Milwaukee are going to get surveyed afterwards, good, bad, ugly, whatever they want to share. Yeah. We want to know it, and we're going to take that information and use it for future conventions and share it out there. And of course, we'll be reaching back out to media, get their perspectives. We've been doing media monitoring, the hundreds of thousands of stories that we've been monitoring so far that have been written about Milwaukee or Milwaukee as a destination. So reaching back out, getting additional stories, things I've reiterated over and over again. We don't get on lists of best skyline in the country or top five beach towns in the world without hosting an event of this caliber. We're going to keep pushing that, using that as a PR leverage to get on more lists, more recognition, and then we can maybe parlay it into other things like maybe another show like Top Chef comes around, right? Mm. So this is about building.
Emmy-nominated yesterday.
Emmy-nominated. Yeah. So, yeah, and obviously that's because it was hosted in Milwaukee,
yeah, of
right?
course, yeah.
So that's the momentum. This is about momentum and building for the future. And, you know, there's been a lot of stories. We've talked a lot about some businesses not seeing or seeing the expectation that they had for stuff. And we're going to talk to a few business owners today.
Yeah.
Maybe they can share stories. Some exceeded expectations. Some didn't meet it at all. Some got what they expected. And that's something that we see with a lot of events.
Yeah.
Even with Top Chef.
Right.
We put in front of the producers of Top Chef hundreds of restaurants and brewery partners that we have, but they could only choose so many to shoot at or choose so many to be a part of the show.
Yeah.
And we see that whether it's a Hollywood thing like Top Chef, a convention like this, but it's about the collective goodwill that we're building for the city. We had investors from around the world out at American Family Field with the MMAC this week looking to invest their money and their products into our economy. That's what this is all about.
Yep. Other events, private events happening around downtown and the area today. There's a delegation luncheon from the Utah Republican Party out in Brookfield at Whirly Ball. So that's good to see the activity extending out to Brookfield. Hispanic Leadership Coalition reception at the Iron Horse. Just coming out of bankruptcy, but still going. And then Harley-Davidson Museum has the Washington State delegation for a tour and lunch today. One place that's been busy during the week showcasing the greatness of Wisconsin through cheese is the Wisconsin Cheese Mart, right here in downtown Milwaukee. We'll talk to the owner next. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing, live from the RNC, from Media Row here at the UWM Panther Arena in downtown Milwaukee. Ken McNulty owns the Wisconsin Cheese Mart, a business that dates back to 1938, and one that they bought in 2003. It's on Highland Avenue, just steps away from the Deer District, with a second location on State Street in Madison. Ken, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Oh, sure. Thanks for having me.
Have you gotten any sleep this week?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not not in the bar business, so it's pretty easy doing this, doing this job.
Good. Well, so tell us a bit about the store and the history.
Sure. Yeah, we started in 1938 next to this famous sausage shop on the street, which is Usiner's. They started in 1880. So we've been next to Usiner's for 86 years on the block, very close to the Pfizer Forum. But we've been there for, before the Pfizer Forum was built, obviously.
Right. So family-owned cheese and the RNC in Milwaukee. How's that combination going for convention goers? And you had a lot of people in and out of the store this week?
Oh, yeah. We've had a tremendous foot traffic. Like many of your WTMJ listeners, we were very apprehensive about the event because we didn't know how it worked,
right,
with a Republican convention in a solidly Democratic city. However, the attendees have far exceeded our expectations. They're extremely gracious and pleasant. And they're surprisingly not very verbal about their political beliefs. However, their clothing, it's extremely outrageous and loud.
yes.
This mega golf wear stuff, it's like on steroids. It's just crazy what these people are wearing. But other than that, they're extremely friendly.
Yeah, we do have to remember we are at a political convention, and it is here to support the party and the cause. So people, like, you know, people get into it. And, they, you know, it's festive to see around town. What have people been asking for as they've been coming in the store?
They've been asking for, for some reason, they're hooked on these, they're looking for cheese curds, but our biggest sellers, they've been asking for cheese curds, and they want aged cheddars, because most,
okay.
And then they're asking for Pleasant Ridge Reserve, because it was on that Top Chef program, so they're asking for that one, too, because that's being Dutch. So those are the things we're looking for.
Do you have a guess as to how many pounds of cheese you've sold this week?
I would say, I don't know, like 3,000 pounds, I guess. I mean, a lot of cheese.
Okay.
We loaded up before this event. We're able to hand the cart it over from over on Edison, but you can't really drive down there anymore, so we have to hand carry this stuff in. But it's been really, really positive.
Good. And how the logistics been? You don't have a huge staff there, but logistics getting in and out in the morning been okay for you?
Oh, yeah, it's easy. You just walk across that pedestrian bridge over the river from the east side of the river, and it's fine. But you can't drive there anymore, obviously.
All right. Very good. Ken McNulty is the owner of the Wisconsin Cheese Mart, a business that dates back to 1938, right next to Usinger's on Old World 3rd Street, Dr. Martin Luther King Drive in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Ken, I appreciate you taking the time out and sharing your insights as to what's happening here at the RNC. Enjoy the rest of the week and the weekend.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
All right. When we come back from the break, John Kissinger is the CEO and president at Grafe Downtown. Their offices are right in the avenue. John's a civic champion, a Milwaukee leader, has some interesting insights. And we'll talk to him about Milwaukee, the RNC, and more. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to the Upswing, the final day of the RNC here from Media Row at the UWM Panther Arena. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined now by John Kissinger. He is a downtown and Milwaukee champion in so many ways, president and CEO of Grafe. Grafe is located in the Avenue, right where we are at Good Karma Brands. Grafe's a full-service engineering, planning, and design firm. Worked on a ton of marquee projects throughout the area. The Harley-Davidson Museum, the Milwaukee Riverwalk, the Modern, the Couture, Milwaukee Art Museum, and a whole lot more. John, I've always appreciated you're a doer, and I appreciate your spirit and civic pride, including your big support of the Westtown Association and the Milwaukee Night Market. You've been a champion there for sure.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's good to be here.
Sure. I thank you for taking time out today to give us your reactions of the RNC. I know I saw a tweet on X yesterday that, you know, maybe raised a couple eyebrows, but kind of showed what I think is really good political and civic discourse and what leadership is all about. I mean, you said you hate to disagree with so many of your friends, but you don't see how turning our downtown into a walled-off police state is a good idea, no matter who's visiting or how much money they want to spend. So what's your assessment of the conference and the impact so far?
Well, I think the tweet kind of speaks for itself. But, I think, I know a lot of people that I admire, Peggy Williams-Smith and Omar Sheikh and, the mayor and many others who I really admire worked hard to get this convention here. And I think in a lot of ways it's been a success, but really I don't think it's worth it on balance when you see, what needs to be done, the extreme level of security and the amount of downtown that's literally, almost literally been turned into a military base with, Jersey barriers completely around it and hundreds, if not thousands, of police and Secret Service agent and helicopters flying overhead. It's just not what, I think we want really here. The price, I think, was a little higher than I expected.
Yeah. So how is your employees and team at Grafe kind of handled the week in terms of logistics of in and out?
It's been an inconvenience for us, those of us who are in the soft snow, but it's not horrible. We told our employees to work at home if they could. I would rather that they were in the office, but for a week, I think we can handle that. We do have employees that have to be in the office, and that's been an inconvenience for them going through the checkpoints and so on. But, it's just a minor inconvenience. To help the city, I don't think that that's really a horrible thing.
Yeah. As I said, kind of opened the segment. I think, in a divided world, we have a lot of wonderful civic champions, and you're definitely one of them. How can we continue to grow our city and specifically the economy around Greater Milwaukee? There's divided opinions on both sides, right? But how do we get to that point?
Well, I think I think we can all get behind growth regardless of, ideology. I think we have to embrace immigration. I think America was built on immigrants. I think if we want to grow the city, the mayor's talked about a million people. I think we're going to have to really embrace immigration, and there'll be challenges with that. But I think that's probably something that I would try to do if I was asked to make it happen.
All right, very good. What are some of the other some of the bigger projects that Grafe's working on for the rest of the summer here?
Oh man, you put me on the spot. Well, it's not a huge project, but we just got a project at Northridge to do the planning. For that site, that's going to be real important to the city and particularly the people on the northwest side. So we're very proud to have the opportunity to plan the future of that huge site on the northwest side.
Let me ask you, what do you think are the best uses to kind of reformat the Northridge site?
Jeff, I don't have any thoughts on that right now. I haven't really been involved.
Okay. All right. But from an engineering construction planning standpoint, you're involved in that project.
Yes, yes. We're just in the early stages of that project, and it's going to take a while and a lot of community involvement and a lot of our people looking at best practices around the country to see what would be the best way to redevelop that area. It's an important thing for the city, how that area is redeveloped. So it's going to take a little thought. It's going to take a lot of input from the citizens, and it's going to take some time.
Very good. All right. Appreciate you taking time to spend with us this morning, John, and best of luck to you and your team the rest of the summer, and I'm sure we'll see you around the avenue.
All right, Jeff. Thanks. Yeah, have a great day.
Hey, thank you. John Kissinger is the president and CEO of Grafe, located right here in downtown Milwaukee. Josh, we got about 20 seconds. Any closing thoughts? This is our last 20 seconds together.
Yeah, just a huge thank you to you and to the community, to everyone who was involved, everybody who helped champion a big event, a momentous event for the city. It's been wonderful to host. We got one more day here. And the benefits are going to be everlasting for us.
Very good. All right. There's a new shoe in town, and it's using the RNC to put a bounce in sales. We're going to talk to Edward Stonework and John Stonework coming up after the break.
Walk the mile in my shoes. Walk the mile in my shoes.
Welcome back to The Upswing, live from the RNC. I'm Jeff Sherman. We have walked many, many miles this week for sure. Lots of steps on the fitness counter, without a doubt. There's a new shoe on the market, and it's using the RNC to help put a bounce in sales. Soulwork is the brand, and its founder and president, John Stonework Jr., is the son and of the founder of the iconic Port Washington-based brand, Allen Edmonds. Speaking of sons, I met John's son yesterday at the convention. Walking up and down the booths, I see what looks like a new shoe company, Wisconsin-based. I had to stop by and learn more. Edward Stonework joins us here. Edward, tell us all about Soulwork.
So my father started Soulwork when he saw the need for a new shoe in the industry that was more comfortable and more classic than anything you could buy in the market today. He has a large background in shoes. His father, John Stonework Sr., was the owner of Allen Edmonds, a shoe company out of Port Washington. So that gave him a bit of experience to branch out and create his own.
So a bit of a birth of a new Wisconsin brand right here in the heart of the state in downtown Milwaukee. How have people been receiving it so far?
Pretty well. We've had a lot of orders. Right now, we don't have any in-store products. We're all online.
Okay.
But we've got no complaints about any of our products so far that I know of.
All right.
So we're doing pretty well.
Very good. And Edward's father, John, joins us right now. A son-father combo right here on the Upswing at the RNC. John, how are you doing this morning?
That is correct. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Jeff. And I'm sorry I missed you yesterday, but I think Edward did pretty well in my shoes.
That was great. Yes, it was fun to walk past the booth, and I figured I'd just stop because I hadn't heard of the brand. I'm like, are you Wisconsin-based? So I'm like, whoa. That's a perfect story for the Upswing to talk about, leveraging the convention to, build a brand that's not necessarily new, right? You've been working on this company for 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, definitely. The development process, because our shoes are fairly unique to the marketplace, it took a long time to figure it out and to make it where we needed it to be in terms of fit and quality and what this brand really represents.
So why'd you choose the RNC Convention Row to help showcase the brand, and how has the experience been for you?
Well, so if you look at the number of people who have come into Milwaukee and were attending the convention, it gave us a huge amount of exposure, and exposure from all across the United States. So as my son had mentioned earlier in your clip, we were based solely online. So it's very important that people see what we're about. And so when people actually get to see the footwear, They're more amazed than what they are able to, you know, see online. So for us, we've been very successful. There's been a lot of exposure, a lot of interest, and, you know, people are surprised to even see footwear. And so that in itself sparks a conversation.
And it's a really active kind of business casual collection, right? Give us a bit about kind of the mechanics of the shoe.
Yeah, so we're a line of men's dress casual shoes, and we call them active business casual. And so we take a dressier upper, and we use midsole and outsole components that you would find on an athletic shoe. So they're extremely comfortable, can walk all day in them. And what's really unique to our footwear is that we have a patent-pending cushioning system, which is a gel component that's built into the shoe. And so that's really no other brand has that. And so that professional man can look professional from head to toe. I saw so many suits at the RNC, and almost all of them, they're wearing tennis shoes with them. And so our footwear allows that man to wear a suit, but also his footwear is appropriate.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, how's the excitement being back in the entrepreneurial world and growing a brand in the Wisconsin-based business climate been for you?
It's been good. You know, it's a little bit of fits and starts. You know, you think it's going to go, you want it to go one way, and it doesn't quite go that way. So it's always about pivoting. It's about constantly hard work, being out there, you know, talking to people. It's a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun.
All right. That's what it's all about. John Stonework, Jr., founder and president of Soulwork. John, I appreciate you taking time out of your morning, and best of luck with growing the brand.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Thank you.
All right. When we come back from the break, I had a chance to catch up with Barbara Bittner, a delegate from Appleton yesterday. You're listening to The Upswing presented by Horicon Bank. We are live on the final day of the RNC here at the UWM Panther Arena. Welcome back to The Upswing live from the RNC. We are presented by Horicon Bank. I'm Jeff Sherman. Yesterday, I had a chance to catch up with several of the delegates from Wisconsin here at the convention. Specifically, I talked to Barbara Bittner, a delegate from Appleton. She is the chief operating officer and owner of Baca Enterprises, a company that owns and leases and manages assisted living communities. She had some concerns, for sure, as we talked about Wisconsin's economy, but generally, she thinks we all share similar values.
It's Barbara Bittner, and it's spelled B-A-R-B-A-R-A, and my last name is B-I-T-T-N-E-R.
All right. Thanks for taking the time, Barbara. Appreciate it. How would you assess the current business climate in Wisconsin?
It's a struggle. I work in the healthcare industry. We own assisted living communities, and we manage them for other owners as well. And it's very difficult. The staffing issues are extremely difficult in healthcare. We have raised our wages sometimes up to $27 an hour, and we still struggle getting staff. The other thing is the economic conditions for the staff, even at the higher wages. We still have people that don't have gas to get to work. You know, we're Ubering our staff to and from our facilities.
Yeah.
Just to make sure we have people to take care of our seniors.
So how can policies on either side help rectify that?
Inflation. We need to get inflation reduction, whether it's our supplies, our food vendors, everything's up, but also energy. We need to get the price of gasoline down so that our shipping costs go down, our vendor costs go down. That's probably one of the biggest things.
Yeah. Okay. And I think Trump can accomplish that?
He did it his first round.
And okay.
I think we will have, I mean, I have a picture when he was in office of gasoline at 99 cents.
Okay.
No, that's Wisconsin, of course.
Right.
I absolutely think we were doing well. We were doing well under Trump, and it has been a very difficult time under Joe Biden.
Yeah. Okay. And can I ask, obviously you think Wisconsin's a great state?
Absolutely.
How do you define make America great again?
just a roaring economy where everybody has the opportunity to live out the American dream. And I'm not talking about being a rock star. I'm talking about being able to start a family and not having to choose between what we're going to eat or the diapers we're going to buy and put on our little people's butts. I'm talking about, you know, just having a climate where we're safe in our communities. I mean, that's a huge thing. People don't feel safe. Opportunities are being taken away from illegal immigrants. We are losing resources in our communities, whether it be our schools, our police, whatever it is. When you have an influx of that amount of people, our housing costs, our staff can't afford this kind of rent.
Yeah.
You know? So those things are really, really important. And I do believe that Donald Trump can turn around. Good. I do believe he and his policies can turn this around.
And how do you think both parties can work together to turn it around?
Well, I'd like to see us work together.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that we can find some unity in this. I know politicians want to divide us, but people on the ground are not divided. We all want basically the same things. We want a house, we want education for our children, we want to be able to put food on the table, and we want to be able to retire at some point and not worry how we're going to pay our bills.
All right.
So I think those are kitchen table issues, and I'm hoping once that we can bring this back together. We need to do it. We can't keep fighting like this. We can't be so divisive and trying to drive wedges between people.
Very good. Thanks for your time, Barbara.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Barbara Bittner, a Wisconsin delegate from the great city of Appleton. Finally, who better than to close the upswing here at the RNC than former Governor Tommy Thompson and the mayor of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson. I got a chance to catch up with both of them yesterday. You're listening to The Upswing live at the RNC. We're presented by Horicon Bank. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Upswing live at the RNC. Finally, who better to close the show than former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson and the mayor of Milwaukee, Chevy Johnson? No matter where you stand politically, I think there's always more collaboration than meets the eye. Personally, I think we can all make Milwaukee and Wisconsin even greater as we work together. But I had to ask the former governor how he defined the current Republican Party to a new voter. First governor, for a first-time voter,
yes.
I have a lot of friends who are first-time voters in the state of Wisconsin. How do you define the Republican Party for them?
Very easily. Do you like the direction the country's going right now, or would you like a change? Do you like the fact that inflation is eating away on your prices when you go to the grocery store, buy a car? Would you like to be able to have a raise in your wages? And if in fact you believe that, then you should vote Republican. Do you like the fact that we have an open border and over 10 million illegal immigrants came into this country and illegally and didn't follow the law? Are you satisfied with that? Number three, are you satisfied with the way President Biden handled the Afghanistan war? I happen to be was stationed for a while at Bagram Air Base. Not stationed, but I went to the Bagram Air Base four times when I was Secretary of Health. And that was a fantastic base. And it was only 90 miles from the Chinese border. And to give that away at the dead of night was a terrible thing. And the way we, you know, evacuated out of Afghanistan was an embarrassment to the United States. All of these things together. Try it. Try the Republicans. Try Donald Trump. Try the fact that we want to change the direction in this country, improve education, protect people's lives and liberty and property, and we want to make strong military, and we want to get inflation down. That's the Republican way. If you believe that, vote Republican.
All right. Very good. And getting stateside, how do we enhance relations between Madison and Milwaukee, specifically for recruitment and retention? The mayor in Milwaukee says he wants to get to 1 million population. That's a lofty goal. How do we do that?
You do it the old-fashioned way. You got to sit down like I did when I was governor. Democrats controlled everything. I was the only Republican statewide. The legislature was controlled by all the Democrats. I couldn't have gotten anything done. What I did, I brought the Democrat leadership in every Tuesday, and we talked. How far can you go? What can you accomplish? Don't you want to accomplish something, or you just want to be negative? Do the same thing with the Republicans. I would ask the Mayor Cavalier to invite every legislator down for coffee into his office and talk about the future. Talk about how important Milwaukee is to our economy. Say, I want to grow this city to 1 million people, and I want people to come here and have the opportunity to start a business, have a job, and to grow. That is what needs to be done. He has to reach out, bring those Republican legislators down, have coffee, have lunch, and tell them what his vision is, and say, I need your help. Let's work together and make something great out of it.
All right, very good. And finally, define success from your lens.
Success means getting up in the morning, having a job, working, trying to support your family, whether you're married or not, and trying to make sure that you do something to improve other people's lives. Reach out your hand to help somebody in need and say thank you. And also have a smile on your face and say, you know, it's great to be alive. Plus, we're in Wisconsin, the greatest state in America. We have all kinds of opportunities. Let's build on it.
Very good. Finally, I caught up with Mayor Cavalier Johnson yesterday just outside Fiserv Forum. As we conclude the upswing here at the RNC, I asked the mayor what he wants convention goers to take away from the week.
Any other sentiments about Milwaukee in general?
He said that things were going very, very well here. It seems that he's been really enjoying his time. He's been here for a couple days now.
Okay.
And so I think he really likes Milwaukee.
All right. So the one thing you want people to take away from our great city, Mayor Johnson.
Look, this is a great place. It is not a horrible place. It's a wonderful place. And I hope that people, and I know that people, quite frankly, from across the country and around the world have experienced Milwaukee for what it is. That's an awesome, awesome place, a city that's on the rise.
All right. Onward, upward, always on the upswing. Mayor Cavalier Johnson, thanks for your time.
Thank you.